Welcome to Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday morning podcast on the 7th of March, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank. Joining me today, Eric Pfeiffer, CJ Miller, Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, too. And the podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com for more and stop by your local branch. Coming up in the news, a look at the Texas wildfires' impact on Lone Star State ranchers and great ROI on a new crop nutrition product. Above normal temperatures continue today around Indiana. Look for rain tomorrow. And the markets yesterday mixed with a sharp sell-off in wheat. Steve Erdman explains coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we know that when agriculture thrives, we all do. It's the heart and grit of our agricultural communities that keep the crops coming in and the livestock cared for day and night. That's why we build financial solutions around the needs and schedules of our ag clients. If you're looking for a financial partner that has over 135 years experience in understanding and supporting agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's harvest success together. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Do you have an interest in taking your hay or livestock operation to the next level but need some help doing it? Then head out to the Hay and Livestock Expo hosted by Reynolds Farm Equipment, March 15th from 8 to 3 at the Boone County Fairgrounds. Join them for free lunch and hear from speakers, visit over 15 vendor booths, win door prizes, and more. Pre-register for a chance to win a roll of net wrap and hay knife. To register or for more information, visit events.reynoldsfarmequipment.com/hay-livestock-expo-24.
The impact of the wildfires in Texas on their cattle producers, and Helena introducing a new crop nutrition product. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Wildfires continue to spread across the Texas Panhandle, burning nearly 1.25 million acres in just over a week. Eric Pfeiffer joins us now with an update and lets you know how you can help.
The loss is devastating and very substantial.
That's Texas A&M Extension agent Andy Holloway in Hemphill County, Texas. He's been traveling around the county to assess losses and damage.
There's rows of dead cattle, and it's hard for me to say yet specific numbers, but I do know that in my communications with some of the ranchers, that the death loss is significant.
And Holloway says these ranchers will have a hard time recovering financially from the tragic fires.
The value of these cattle is record highs. And so when just a 500-pound calf dies right now, that's over a $1,500 loss for that one calf. And that doesn't count his mother. And that's the thing. The insurance is a help. But my goodness, with the situation we're in as it regards the market, it's not near enough money to replace what they've lost.
Relief efforts are underway as ranchers continue to look for lost cattle and relocate cattle that survive to areas less prone to fire events. Hay and cattle cubes are needed for feed. Texas Farm Bureau has set up the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund. President Russell Boehning says you can simply visit texasfarmbureau.org and click the link on their homepage.
Anyone can donate, individuals, companies, corporations. We take all of those dollars and use none of them for administration, but we try to get all those dollars to farmers and ranchers.
You can find a link to donate on our website as well, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Last week at Commodity Classic in Houston, many companies were there to introduce new products into the ag marketplace. And one of those companies was Helena Agri Enterprises, as they launch a new crop nutrition product called QuickShot.
QuickShot's our brand new dual-purpose seed fluency agent / nutritional. So most all farmers, when you look in their handbook of their planter, it's saying you need to put some type of fluency agent, talc graphite-based, and that's what this is a 80-20 talc graphite ratio with a nutritional package built in.
And that's Jason Gregory, brand manager with Helena. He says that QuickShot has shown some remarkable results in their test trials.
For a minimal investment over what you would typically use, issues, we're seeing a 7-bushel increase on corn. And just have been super excited. We've been testing this thing for 3 years now and decided to kind of just have a very limited launch this year. In the fall, we'll roll it out to the rest of our Helena sales folks and then have a real big kickoff for it next spring.
Gregory says the Quick Shot is designed to provide more value during planting without adding an extra step.
Your typical talc graphite powder is going out 2.5 ounces per unit. This is 3 ounces per unit. It's not a different one for whatever crop. You know, there's some out there that you use for corn. Then there's a different one you use for soybeans. This one you can use amongst all your crops, right? And so you just dump it in there in your planter system, and then it helps the overall flow, helps better germination. You're going to have more singulation, reduced double emergence. You're not going to end up with your residue buildup. Makes the planter a whole lot easier to clean up. It's not changing anything you're already doing. You're just getting it from a different source. Helena's going to deliver it with your seed, as opposed to, you know, you having to run down to the parts shop and pick up a talc graphite type product.
For more information about the new Quick Shot crop nutrition product from Helena, visit helenaagri.com. You can also find that link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farm Credit Mid-America believes that your crop insurance should be maximized to address what's important to you. With their data-optimized decision tool, you can build a policy custom-fit to your operation's goals. Using your past production data, their tool, which they have exclusive access to in their territory, maps out future events, helping you choose the perfect policy type, coverage level, and options for you, all guided by their crop insurance agents. To learn more, visit fcma.com/crop-insurance. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity provider.
The High Ground Podcast. Everything from energy and fuel.
It's Memorial Day weekend, going to be 87 to 89, maybe low 90s all weekend. So we thought we'd bring Scott Heine in. So we'll talk about home heat.
To agriculture.
Anytime we can help a farmer grow their business and meet their goals, that's a proud moment for me.
And, well, other things.
For some reason, like and subscribe. We don't know why, but that's important.
We want you to do it on your own, but we're going to tell you.
Listen now on all platforms.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. For your Thursday, we don't look too shabby here overall. Mixed clouds and sunshine, pretty dry all day long. Temperatures above normal. We're not nearly as warm as we started the week, but I guess we can't be 70 degrees every day in March. You get the idea. Not a bad day, but clouds are going to be increasing, I think, overnight tonight in southwest Indiana, because as we move into early tomorrow, we're going to be seeing our next round of moisture start to build in. Scattered showers into southwest Indiana before sunrise, and then we spread across the rest of the state through the day. Some areas may not see any significant moisture until afternoon and closer to evening, but it's coming. It's building, and the system continues through a good chunk of Saturday. Right now, all in, all done, I'm going to project a quarter to 1.25 inches of rain coverage at 100% of the Hoosier State. I think we miss out on some of the bigger thunderstorm threats right now. Earlier in the week, there were some thoughts that maybe thunderstorms could be a wide-ranging thing to finish the week. I'm just not so sure right now. So, hey, that's not a bad thing. I do think to get into the upper end of the range, you are going to see some thunderstorms or thunder showers to do that. But otherwise, just a good, slightly soaking rain here moving into the weekend. We clear out Saturday afternoon and evening, probably more in the evening than the afternoon. And Sunday is partly sunny, but cold. That's what this frontal boundary does drag in, is some cold or air Saturday afternoon. So we stay chilly Sunday and into early parts of Monday. And once we get to Monday afternoon, you'll start to see some fairly strong southwest flow over the state. That's going to warm us quickly. One thing I can say is we are dry for a large period. We're dry from Sunday right on through, I think, next Friday morning. And we're going to be looking at warm air coming in for a large part of that, so evaporation will be really ramping up. Some clouds over the Hoosier State Tuesday night into early Wednesday, but I do not think we see good moisture here. It seems to stay farther north in Michigan and Wisconsin. So if that's the case, our next round of moisture likely shows up here into the weekend. Saturday the 16th is going to be a day that we see scattered showers come in. However, the big weather system that develops to our west earlier in the week, it covers a lot more ground geographically than it does by the time the moisture gets to us. It looks like this system is kind of falling apart, or at least reorienting itself down over the deep south. So I'm not necessarily going to call for big rains yet. I do think we see some rains, though, Saturday the 16th. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
What's in a name? Trust, for one thing. You trust the name of the seed you plant and the tractor you drive. Since 2006, Indiana farmers have been trusting the name Hoosier Ag Today to give them the timely, relevant, and credible information they need. And every day they trust this local radio station to keep them informed and entertained. So when someone asks you the name you trust, remember Hoosier Ag Today and this station.
Quiet corn and soybean markets, not the case in wheat, where we saw a sharp sell-off. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. And I'll have the final numbers from Wednesday trade. First, market analysis. At the end of the session, I checked in for that with Steve Erdman. He's with EFG Group in Chicago. The corn and bean markets pretty flat most of the week, almost seemingly biding time until the USDA reports on Friday. But the real story is Chicago wheat leading the entire wheat complex lower. All about Black Sea exports. That's where it's happening, and it's not happening with our U.S. wheat.
Andy, we just can't get over the fact that we've got stocks to usage in the United States over 30% in the wheat trade. It's just, I mean, the big mystery to me was why we ran up so much when Ukraine or got invaded by Russia. But that being what it was, now we're having to deal with the reality that, like you just said, we are not competitive in the world wheat market. We are not getting any business done. We're building supplies. The weather is generally considered to be conducive to good wheat crops, soft, hard, in the United States this year. And like I said in the beginning, it's just hard to get over stocks to usage that are this massive. I mean, it's a problem, and the market's trying to seek out that magical price that's going to stimulate demand. And that's what we need to do to get any kind of positivity out of the wheat complex. Corn popped pretty good today. Spreads acted good. We're seeing waves of short covering in corn, I think seasonally, and the market was so short, it shouldn't surprise people that we see this kind of rally. I'm still optimistic in corn that we can see a further rally, another 10 to 20 cents in the old crop values, maybe get us up close to 440 to 445 in May corn, and maybe get Dease corn back up to, say, 475 to 480. And I think the producer still needs to be defensive. We're not talking about 2.1 billion bushel carryout. After this year's crop, the trade and the USDA are both suggesting we're going to be looking at 2.6 to 3 billion bushel carryout after a couple of years ago being at 1.2 billion. That's the reality where we're at right now. And, you know, there's a bunch of reasons that we have such a pile of grain growing in the United States. And, you know, South America is doing very well, and they have become the big mamma jamma in terms of production. So we are kind of second fiddle now in the bean market from Brazil. Brazil is, they're going to say this Friday whether the USDA is going to lower the Brazilian production estimate. And the variance in some of the private guys to the USDA has been as high as 20 million tons. So where are we at with South America? We'll have to wait and see what the USDA says. They may lower it some, but I don't think they're going to lower it dynamically. So, you know, the market's content to sit and wait, see some short covering as we usually do before a report like this. The funds try to get the market a little bit activated, push some volatility into the trade so they can react to whatever the numbers are when they do come out at 11 o'clock Friday morning. But soybean trade, you know, pretty much steady. The products came back and rallied a little bit at the end of the day. Meal closed $5 off its low. Bean oil up 28. Bean meal, May meal closed up 50 cents on the day. So that's positive. I think we're in a area where the market is accepting these current values. I don't think you have to be real bearish from here unless we see new information. So I would advise our listeners to look to Friday's report. You know, I've said this to a number of people over the last couple of months. If you're still sitting on old crop corn, why? I mean, the risk is still to the downside in corn to a great degree, and beans also. Nobody thought we'd see this kind of break. Now we have it. The market was really short. We've rallied 25, 30 cents in corn. I mean, I would be looking for places to market whole crop grain, or at least get it sold so you can liquidate the inventory and replace it with futures contracts that are less than 10% of the full market value of the contract. So that's the kind of advice I'm giving people. And in new crop, I'd still say, look at your 2- and 3-way option strategies to at least give yourself some kind of protection. You know, whether you incorporate short calls and short puts into that long put strategy to lessen the expense of the strategy, that's between you and your broker, but those are the kind of things that I'm suggesting to people right now.
Steve Erdman, EFG Group in Chicago. On the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday Farm Market Review, final numbers, May corn, 4.28¾. July contract goes to 4.40, both contracts up 2.5 cents. Dease 4.61, up 1¾ cents. Fractionally lower in beans, May 11.48¼, down 3/4, and July 11.58¾, down 1/4 of a penny, and May wheat 20 cents lower, 5.31. Meats down too. April live cattle 187.25, 75 cents lower. April lean hogs $85 even, losing 17 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.